From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, as today we conclude a series simply entitled, Examine Yourselves. Examine yourself today. Examine yourself for what reason, you might ask. Here it is. Examine yourself and make sure that you are really saved. Our key passage of Scripture this week is one that I've used many times on this broadcast. I've preached this verse over and over again since 1989 when this program went on the air, because it's my concern that you know Christ as your Savior. The verse says, 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. That word reprobate means to be put to the test and found wanting. It means test yourself to see if you're saved. And if you're not saved, then you are a reprobate. You're not born again. I can hear somebody say, Pastor Gary, why have you been on this verse all week? Why is it that you preach this verse every so often on the program? Well, the answer is simple. My desire is that you know the Lord. Do you? You could live throughout your entire life and be religious, but being religious doesn't save you. Being religious simply means that you're involved with some religion or some church. You see, Christianity is not simply a religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's trusting Christ as your personal Savior. Have you ever done that? I've been spending every program this week on this subject because, beloved, I'm concerned that you know the Lord. Do you? You know, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Have you trusted Christ? On Wednesday, we looked at the importance of self-examination and found out that it determines the genuineness of your faith, it determines your eternal destiny, and it dictates your peace with God. Yesterday, we looked at the ingredients of this self-examination and the ingredients of the true examination to make sure we are saved is the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the conduct of life. Today, as we bring this series to an end, I want to deal with the issues of self-examination. And again, this is very obvious, very obvious. But there are so many things going on in the world around us today. It's important that we deal with these basic subjects. You know, there are more and more so-called, and I put this in quotations, evangelicals, who are saying that there may be more ways to get to heaven than through faith in Christ. Beloved, that's a lie. And there are people who believe that. The Bible tells us that there's one Savior. It is Jesus Christ. He himself said in John 14, 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The issues of self-examination are twofold. First of all, there's a negative issue. Through self-examination, you will find that you are not really saved, perhaps. We've been talking about this self-examination all week. Some of you have been by the radio for every program this week. Some of you have examined yourself. You've tried to find a time in your life when you called upon the name of the Lord and you cannot find it. In other words, you've come to the conclusion that you are not yet saved. You've examined yourself and you failed the test. That's the negative issue. The positive issue is, through this examination, when it says examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, the positive issue is that through self-examination, you will find out that you are saved. Are you? I know that I am saved because on July the 17th, 1964, at about 7 o'clock at night, when Pastor Robert Jennings used two verses of Scripture, Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23, that says, "For all have sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." He preached those two verses of Scripture, and that night I trusted Christ as Savior, and I have never doubted it since. What about you? What about you? What about you? Look at yourself today and say, what about me? Am I saved? Years ago, when I was in Bible college, I can remember that I used to teach a Bible class at the Roosevelt Hotel in downtown Washington, D.C. And the lady who ran the Bible class, her name was Miss Moyer. She was about 95 years of age. And, you know, I taught that Bible class every week. And every week, she would say to the others who were in that Bible class, if you're not sure that you're saved, make sure right now. And I say that to you today. Some of you have been with me all week dealing with this subject, and you've come to the conclusion that you don't know that you're saved. Trust Christ right now. Some of you, maybe you've just joined in today for the first time. I would encourage you to get this series and request it, and Jim O'Brien will be along at the end of the program to tell you how you can get it. But make sure that you do know Christ. Don't put it off. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, "For he hath said, I've heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." You see, beloved, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, today is the day that you must get saved. Don't say no. Don't reject it. Don't put it off. Why is it so urgent that you make sure of your salvation today? Well, number one, because Jesus Christ could come today. And if Jesus Christ would come today in the rapture and take the Christians home to be with him in heaven, you who have rejected Christ will go into the great tribulation period and ultimately the eternal lake of fire because you did not trust Christ. The second reason why it's urgent that you make sure of your salvation today is because you could die today. You could die today. And if you died without trusting Christ as Savior, it would mean that you would go into the eternal hell, which will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Luke chapter 16, verses 23 through 28 speaks of that. And then, it's urgent that you trust Christ as Savior today because you know what? You might not die today and Jesus Christ might not come again today, but for some reason you might lose consciousness today and never wake up out of that consciousness. And if you have not trusted Christ before you would perhaps lose that consciousness, you would go, after you die, into hell, separated from the Lord. Beloved, the facts are very clear according to the Bible. If you are saved, then all of your sins are forgiven, and you are on your way to heaven this very moment. But if you're not saved, your sins are not forgiven, and you're on your way to hell this very moment. So what is it with you? And again, remember that to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Is that your spiritual condition right now? Beloved, Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Does this verse describe you right now? Have you called upon the name of the Lord to save you? If so, rejoice over your sins forgiven. If not, receive Christ as your Savior right now. Do it. Say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And if you make that your choice right now, get a piece of paper and pencil ready, because Jim O'Brien is going to be along in just a minute to share with you our contact information. I want you to write to us and say, "You trusted Christ as Savior." And if you write to us and say that, we will send you a free booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Don't put it off. The most important decision that you make in life is, what will you do with Christ Jesus? Trust Him as your Savior today. Don't put it off. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great weekend, and the Lord willing, on Monday we'll be back with another study from the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Yes, indeed, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.